the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
What the fuck is up? That's right, Joshy. Put that parental advisory notice up. This is episode 21 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm your host, Lee Champion, the Sarcastic Ninja, joined by my co-host, Mammy.
Fuck you for that. I was in such a good mood. I was going to fucking just, you know, and you just fucked it up by calling me man.
All right, I'm sorry. Joined by my co-host.
Totally fucked everyone. It up.
I'm sorry. Joined by my co-host, Mr. Hattie McDaniels. Listen.
You know we what? Are so-
what?
Hattie McDaniels. No, I am the dark joker that is Rage.
Were you the Dark Knight?
The Dark Joker.
The Dark Knight. We just gonna call you Darkness. How about that? The Darkness.
No. By the way, Surfer, you can literally go fuck yourself for that.
Surfer has been going in on your ass. I'm sorry. Surfer has been on your ass since last week.
Okay.
I mean, and usually you have something to say.
At least I can fucking spell. At least I can pronounce words correctly.
Oh my God!
Setting us back with his poor ass vocabulary. Fuck you!
Sound like Mookie off of Do the Right Thing. Mookie,
your John Cena ass kissing ass, John Cena.
No, but for real though, Surfer has treated your ass to a thorough berating.
You want to know why?
He posted that, and he shut down the group page with that shit.
And that proves how much of a stalker he is.
He's been on your ass like a pair of Fruit Loops.
He's a stalking ass piece of shit. Just stalking my Facebook with those fucking dark, with those just dead looking eyes of his.
Hey, look, he had time to do four shows. Let's see. All right, let's do the roll call for him. Then we'll do the roll call for who's with us. So, last week, he didn't call in here last week. He did our racial draft. Last week, Wednesday, he wasn't on. He wasn't on there with Thursday, no. Friday, yeah, no. Thursday, he was. Thursday, Friday.
He did his
Saturday for his show. Saturday for William's show. Sunday for his show. Five shows he's been on.
And then tonight,
Surfer ass stay on the fucking air. That motherfucker gonna have to pay rent.
He can't keep his ass off the air. He's just dying to hear himself.
He needs to pay rent.
Yeah, that's what he needs to do. He needs to cough up some dough if he wants to be on everybody's goddamn show.
He been on everything, but when he called you, had it. Oh,
he's a show whore. He's a show whore.
Where's my man Echelon? Okay, I need some. Echelon, I need some Hattie McDaniel pictures. I need the photo. I got an announcement to make too. We're gonna make in a second, but let's.
We have two announcements to make actually.
Okay, all right. Currently chatting, Josh E. Somebody, I can't do it.
What happened?
Go to the chat right now. Just go there. Just please go to the chat.
Okay. I'm here. What am I supposed to be looking for? Wait. I gotta hit refresh.
I can't do this tonight with this chat room. For anybody listening to a download, you need to be in this chat.
You fucking...
Oh my god, I need to screenshot this shit and put it inside.
This is the bullshit I'm be talking about. y'all motherfuckers wonder why I don't want to be in the chat room with y'all asses. This is exactly why. Exactly why I don't want to be in the chat room with y'all. Man, fuck that. Fuck him.
We have a new member chatting tonight, y'all. Mammy Harris. Welcome, Mammy. No.
How dare you. Fuck you. I bet it's Surfer doing that shit.
Surfer's in there. Unless he Surfer's already in. Can't blame him. We got Josh.
Probably got like two windows up. He's got two windows up on the same website.
Oh, we got Josh, Mammy Harris, nobody. Our resident chaplain, Pastor Sadell. I got some exciting news that Pastor Sadell might be interested in. Surfer, myself, Double A, the Shadow Man, Double A, Echelon, and three anonymous listeners.
Did M-Star stick around?
M-Star.
Hell, did Dr. J stick around? To me, that would make my night if both of them.
Couple things. M-Star, you have to realize what time it is where he is.
It's probably like, it's probably like.
They're 5 hours difference, I believe, from us. I believe it's 5 hours. So
this show, 1 o'clock in the U.S. Yeah, it's probably like 3-4 in the morning right now. Like 3:30, something like that.
Oh, 6 hours where he is. Okay, so it's 4 a.m. So, yeah, he got to get a little work and shit. But that's what the – I'll get with M-Star in a second, but talk about him in a second. But so, okay, and Dr. J, you got some competition for China because he talking about how sexy she was and shit.
I told you. See, I'm glad somebody agrees with me.
Okay. But it was M-Star's sexy-ass voice who I cut on the radio one day. I was at work just surfing through. It was late. I think I was like in my aisle working and shit. This was like 2010. It was 2010, yep. And all I heard was, I can't believe this shit. Bloody disgusting. And he's going on and on and on and on. We look at it. And I was like, you know, that shit was hilarious.
Sorry. It's fucking
Mammy
hysterical.
Said that's one sexy voice he ever heard. Oh, me here. Wow. So, is Mammy Harris a relative of yours? Or?
No, Mammy fucking Harris isn't.
Okay.
That's racist. Yo, this is some racist ass shit.
What? Where you gotta go there? We didn't talk about race. What are you talking about? You and your mama. Okay. What are you talking about? We need some hands.
Aunt Jemima, and that's racist right there. Don't call me no Aunt Jemima, motherfucker.
That's a syrup. Stop it. We're not talking about race.
Y'all are testing. Y'all are testing my patience tonight.
Can you get, please, can you get, please can we get some Hattie McDaniel pictures in the chat, please? That's y'all homework for the day.
No.
We need some Hattie McDaniel. Surfer, that's Surfer. Boom. Surfer has been up in.
Yeah, with that second window up. Exactly what I was talking about.
This shit, let me tell you something. He has ving ranged your ass like in Pulp Fiction. He's been up in your ass all week long.
Yo, I told him. He can talk all his shit. I can fucking spell and I can talk correctly.
Tony C said, what's up? Tony C said, what's up, Mammy Harris? I like, we got a new personality. We got to get Mammy Harris to call in one.
No, Mammy Harris will not call in.
We're going to get Mammy Harris on the air. You got to respect our ancestors.
No, we won't.
She'd enslaved and she'd been probably been a bad witch and everything else. Ooh.
Okay.
You got somebody else in the chat room now.
Okay, you can fuck yourself too. People are fucking with me tonight. Okay.
They are fucking with you. Let's move on.
Have fun.
Because this shit about to get, ooh, yeah, let's go.
It's getting personal, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that ain't surfing on that one. All right, so a couple things I want to say. Boom. All right, number one. I think I know who that is. I think I know who that is. Y'all behave in the chat. Don't go too far. I have the power to ban.
I'm starting to think I know who that is, too.
We got the power to... I have the power to ban, so don't go too far. All right, don't go too far. All right. I had to shut that shit down. There we go. Boom. Rage.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Let me see who this is.
Who the fuck is this?
Whoever it is, I don't know how to use commas.
Just told you. Hell no, these.
We starting to think that's surfer now because they fucking.
I'm definitely starting to think.
They're using apostrophes and all types of shit. So we'll see. We'll see. We always there's all Big Brother's always in the chat. Just know that everybody on every show there's always somebody in the. All right, here we go.
Oh, Tony C, I don't have a boyfriend. I have a girlfriend, not a boyfriend.
Well, you said you go with you said you would screw what's the face.
Laverne Cox. she has a pussy. She doesn't have a dick. Not anymore.
You notice how?
I've heard it on the grapevine.
Okay, whatever. All right, so this is the Rage. Why don't you go with your announcement first?
So if you guys have been following the Turnbuckle Throwbacks group page, one Dave Mega Powers basically issued a challenge to me. I don't know if this is necessary. I don't know if he's talking about Castle Slam or eating contest. But he challenged me to an eating contest, and I am here on the air, verbally accepting the challenge. And now it's up to Double A.
You folks did that shit last week. We talked about it. What is you doing?
What are you talking about?
What the fuck are you on? 10-second delay. I asked you a question, bitch.
First of all, I couldn't hear you because you were breaking up a little bit. Now I can hear you.
It's not like you having me time over there. Do you
I'm not doing anything over here.
Hey, I'm real quiet. I'm listening to you.
Yeah, because, you know, I can't, like, have my TV up, you know, while I'm doing the show because
you're watching the All-Star game.
No, I'm not watching the All-Star game. No, I was watching WrestleMania before we started tonight.
Wait a minute. Are you watching WrestleMania now?
No, I'm not. I paused it.
Okay, why don't you do me a favor and cut that off? Because you can always go back and watch WrestleMania. We're doing a live show.
Yeah, I said I paused it. I'm actually about to turn my
show up every week. Off. I'm gonna need for you to go do that right now. I need it now. We got 18 people listening. They don't need time for these senseless delays. Okay?
There is no senseless delay. I'm focused. I'm ready to fucking go.
Anyway, Shane, I don't know if you're listening. Pastor Del there. Last week, I know usually during our break, we play music and everything. And a lot of y'all, group of y'all, Matt, Echelon, a lot, y'all had doing the throwbacks, going back, talking about the music and everything. And, I will be honest, like, on our show, we have a time schedule, like, when we need to be off the air. Last week, we went way over. We're not going to do that this week or going forward, especially once school starts back up. That's something that just is not going to happen. So, I'll say that what we want to do is that, and also this week, we have so much news to cover because we have so many people who just been sending us news. Like, they see stories and start sending them to us.
By the way, thank you.
And it reminded me, like, you know, I remember when I used to be at work and I used to see stuff and I started sending it to AA, just crazy stories and stuff. And thank you, because a lot of stuff, you know, we can't get everything. So what we want to do is we don't want to flood the group page with that stuff. And we get tagged with a lot of, you know, we've been getting tagged with a lot of stuff that we're going to do our best to get. And we want to give credit to everybody who sends us the stuff. So what we want to do is we're thinking about we're going to do a like page for Freaks and Effing Geeks, and it'll be myself, Rage, AA, it'll be like the admins on there. Just putting AA on there as an admin because He runs a network, and this is an extension. This isn't something separate. It's an extension of Rant EM group page, and that way everybody can drop their stuff there, and it won't mess up anything else. So we're not putting it there in AA for AA to, you know, have something extra to do. It'll be our responsibility. However, you know, if y'all want to drop music in there, cool. If you want to drop in there some news, we'll have it all in one spot. Because this week it was so hard. I was like, okay, this person tagged me in something. I had to get that, put that in the spot. Rage had stuff he was sending me. Then Rage was fucking texting me stuff. I'm like, why you? And then I screwed around and messed around and text AA something that I was supposed to email AA because I was wiped out, tired. I was like, shit. So it's going to be just a like page, and we're going to set it up. And like I said, you can go in there, and that way it won't interfere with when AA does his announcements, when shows come up, because people come in. Some people don't get to go on to the group page or Facebook until, you know, maybe a couple of times a week or maybe once a day or whatever, and they should be able to see when new episodes, et cetera, come down or any news. But I was just saying, you know, I don't want us to – I'm taking care of the situation before it becomes a problem, basically is what that is. And, you know, hopefully it'll be a place we can get everything a little bit more organized, and that way we can also give people credit. So when we scroll down to a story, I'll automatically know, oh, Matt sent us that story, boom. That way we won't have nobody salty. Because, you know, some folks, not everybody, you know, you don't get them credit for shit. They will fucking – it'll be a march on Washington. I'm never listening to your fucking show again.
Bitch, I'm never listening to you again. Fuck you, Lee.
So we trying to – so hopefully that'll go up, and Pastor Del can throw in there some of that. Oh, and to, you know, I mean, just stuff like that. Like I said, you know, because also we don't – we this is not one of them shows that – there's sometimes we just won't have any callers, period. Period. Just don't have time for it. So, boom, there we go. We got all that out the way. And don't be afraid to throw whatever in there. Like, it'll be our responsibility to weed through that. You know, I mean, just throw.
Yeah, we'll have a thread. We'll start up a thread on, you know, like Monday, and that's where you'll be able to like flood your stories in there. We'll sort it out and see what we can work with for the show on Tuesday.
We'll pull out what we can. This is what we already have. So we're gonna try to get the best out of there. So don't get all salty if your shit didn't make it that week. If it's something that can wait till the following week, we'll get to it. All right, maybe. All right, so here we go. Let's do this. Reach. What you got, buddy? You want me to start? Because I got stuff all the way back from Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. You start.
All right, so I was going to do the one about Louisiana law makes saggy pants a criminal offense. But yeah. I will skip that one and go to this one. Let's see. Okay, so. And this is in no particular order. So, there was this white lady in Florida. White woman chasing black kids on video. I'll hang your family from a tree. That's what she was yelling at him. A Florida woman was captured on video chasing black children around with a baseball bat and shouting slurs at them. According to the Orlando Sentinel, an argument broke out Sunday between 29-year-old Lisa Marie Elberson's husband and one of the teens in the group. And that argument escalated to the point captured on video in which Elberson can be seen holding a black baseball bat and shouting at the teenagers, "I'll hang your family from my tree," shouted at one point, along with several other racist and homophobic slurs. But Elberson's husband continues to insist that his wife did nothing wrong, although he admits that she used the N-word. He said that she had taken the bat from her son so that her son would not use the bat against the teens.
"I'll hang you from my tree." Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wait a minute, hold up. You know what it is? Okay.
What?
Fucking video loaded up.
So he
wouldn't hurt anybody to make sure that everything was safe and that all that was going on was the talk, he argued. He really doesn't have nothing on her. He don't have nothing. All he has is my wife yelling at him, and that's all she did. However, after Lake County deputies saw the video, they were convinced that the crime had indeed taken place. You know what? Let me see if I can find the... You see the story? Let me see if I can find it.
Hold on. Happened. There you go.
After seeing this video, Lake County deputies arrested 29-year-old Lisa Elberson. Right now, she's facing assault with deadly weapon, simple battery, and child abuse charges. Now, investigators say this all stems from an incident that happened yesterday on Gold Star Court in Claremont. That's when deputies got reports that Elberson was chasing a juvenile down the street with a bat. As it was happening, a witness grabbed his phone and started recording the altercation. During the video, you can see Elberson holding the bat and yelling racial slurs, saying the N-word, and even using homophobic slurs, and telling the kid she would hang his family from her tree. Now, it's hard to see it on the video, but later, detectives say she actually spat on one of the teenagers. The suspect's husband gave us his family's version of what happened.
Yesterday, I was driving, and he comes at my truck, saying some other stuff. So I come back home, and, you know, I tell my wife, you know, that I'm going to go down there and talk to him.
He says his wife and son went with him, and the son brought the bat along as well.
She grabbed it from my son so he wouldn't hurt the boy, right, to make sure everything was safe and that all that was going on was the talk.
He admits other than using the N-word numerous times, his wife didn't do anything wrong.
He really doesn't have nothing on him. He don't have nothing. Yeah. All she has is my wife yelling at her, him, and that's all she did.
So, and probably nothing is going to happen to her. Because we all know Florida.
And that what part of the Orlando covered that story? What part of Florida is that again?
You know what? This first part of the show is going to be all about Florida.
That's outside of that's like 20 miles outside of Orlando in Claremont.
This first half of the show is going to be totally trashing Florida.
That's like George Zimmerman territory.
Oh shit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's George Zimmerman territory, right? Okay, so let's talk about your neck of the woods, Double A.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about your neck of the woods. This was on Media Takeout. Miami police officer gets busted. She was working as a porn star while she was a cop.
Okay.
Why did she have to get fired, Double A?
Wait, hold up. Before Double A respond, was she working as a porn star while she was a cop, or was she a porn star previously before she became a cop?
Working as a porn star, as a cop. She was a porn star while she was a cop.
Okay.
I'll have to read the article. I heard about it, but I don't know too much about it. But if it's while she was a cop, When you become a person that works for a government agency, Rage, whether you want to accept this or not, there is a code of ethics that you must adhere to. And
she has to put food on the table somehow.
Well, Rage, you know, unfortunately, then don't work for a government agency.
Yeah, but she still has to put food on the table.
Rage, listen to me, okay? Before you start saying something stupid out your mouth.
Fuck you.
Before you get a job, you are told what the job entails. She knew what she could and could not do before she accepted the position. And if she knew that was something that she wanted to do, while not illegal, she should have returned that job down. That's just like you. You're not going to work for Coke and Pepsi. And then when one of them fire, you say, well, I got to put food on the table. Because you already know that that's something that they forbid at those places.
I don't work at Coke and Pepsi.
I didn't say you did. You're not listening. You're not listening.
You just said that's like me.
I said that's like if you were to look. Just whatever, Rage. I just
feel like you shouldn't be fired. I'm just saying you shouldn't be.
Well,
fired.
How about this? You don't think that was? You think that was nothing was wrong with that?
No.
What about this next story? Tell me if you think something's wrong with this. Okay. Someone posted from their dark, nerdy, hippie panther the back-to-school starter kit with the black...
Oh, so you've been paying attention to my Instagram. I thought you didn't have an Instagram.
No. People send me stuff. The shotgun. a back to school starter pack with a shotgun shade, mm-hmm. black gloves.
Yeah, and I said, and I and oh, and I and under it, I said I posted too soon. I thought it look, I thought it was funny.
Too soon, is it okay?
Here's the thing. Look, people know I'm into like dark humor.
That's
like people,
dark.
Some things that you know people wouldn't necessarily find funny, I kind of find funny a little bit.
I don't know how if that's a joke.
I know. Look, like I said, it's dark humor. I know. I understand why you guys don't think it's funny. I trust me. I really do. It's just the way it was like, just the way it was presented. It was just. It was kind of funny.
So sorry. You'll have an issue. You think that's fine, which, you know, I mean, okay, if that's the way you want to feel. But then you'll fucking go off on this rant about the treatment of felines and shit. I don't get it.
I'm curious. I'm just curious, Rage. You find it funny, right? But what if, because of that, something happened? Not saying it will. More than likely it wouldn't. But let's say because of what you posted, somebody said, you know what, that is kind of funny. I think, you know what, let me reenact what I just saw on Instagram.
Oh, come on. I think you're looking at it a little too literal now.
Okay, well, hey, what about this? What if it didn't say back to school starter kit? How would you feel? Because obviously you found that and didn't create it. What if it says Sunday school starter kit?
Oh, my God.
Would you have an issue with that? Or Bible study starter kit, huh?
Oh my God!
So now it's.
I think y'all no, because I think y'all are looking at this a little too literal.
No, I'm just saying.
Y'all are making it sound like. Which, first of all, I didn't create this. I saw it on somebody's page.
I got a better one. Instead of saying back to school, wait a minute. Instead of saying back to school starter kit, instead it said something like, "This is the new uniform for Sandy Hook."
Look,
how would you feel?
Again, I think y'all are taking this a little
too
literal.
I'm curious if you saw that and it said, "Here's the new uniform for Sandy
Hook." Then I wouldn't. Then you know what? Maybe you got a point. I wouldn't find it funny.
But yeah, if you want to see it, go to Rage's Instagram.
It was the way it's presented. That's it. It was the way it's presented. You know. Just the way it was. Like, again, I know you guys don't find it funny. I understand why you don't find it funny, but the person I am, I enjoy dark humor. I really do.
No, we didn't ask you that.
I think you guys are taking it a little too literally. You're making it sound like the second somebody looks at it, they'll think, let me go do that in high school.
Double A asked you that. I'm asking you this. You think that it was a dark humor, it was funny to say that involving school. I'm asking you that if someone said that same thing and it said, instead of saying back to school starter pack, and it said Sunday school Bible study starter pack, would you have posted that?
No, I wouldn't. Because it's in poor taste at the current...
Oh my God!
It's in poor taste.
It's in poor taste, and making a joke about a school shooting is not in poor taste.
Look. To me, it's all about the time.
If
it said Sunday school starter pack, I would not have posted because again, it's all about the time period.
No, Rage.
Listen, can I explain myself, please? You guys had your turn to talk. Now let me talk. Let me explain. If it had said Sandy Hook, I wouldn't have posted either. Because again, it's a part of the time. But look,
what about Columbine? What if it said this is the uniform for Columbine?
If it said Columbine.
Yeah, and that was 15 something years. It was 16 years ago. Oh, you have to think about it.
It's in poor taste, Rage, because I can't believe you actually said that you wouldn't put Bible study or Sunday school because it's in poor taste. And this is not in poor taste.
Exactly.
I can't believe you said that.
Oh, my God. Again.
When is it ever in good taste? I'm curious. When is making light of a you know, of a
shooting... Would you like me to take it down since you guys...
No, you... Listen, wait. You can do whatever you want. The point... No, the point is...
Again.
No.
Yeah, that is a great point. That is a great point, what you just said. Great point.
When is it ever in good taste? That's what I think you fail to understand.
Okay.
It just seems like you have a hard time justifying when you do certain things.
You know what?
Because if it means, I'm just saying, if it means something close to you, then it's an issue. But if it doesn't, then it's like, oh, it's all fair game. I can.
Well,
I can
you're the only you two so far only are the only people that have said something in a negative way about it.
Then we're the only two with brains that have seen it.
Okay. Because so far the kind of comments that I'm getting are sick joke, man. Didn't get it at first. Columbine, hashtag Columbine, hashtag dark humor.
Yeah, they're all your friends.
Okay.
All those freaks that walk around the streets in Newark.
Oh, no, this person wasn't from Newark, actually, but it's very nice. Called them a freak.
I mean, some people take that as a compliment. I know you do.
I do. But there are some people that take offense to be being called a freak, especially by...
I'm so glad that you're worried about people being offended all of a sudden.
You're so worried about, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm so
being called a freak, especially from someone who's like a geek, you know.
I think I believe I have some inner freak in me. I like to believe that. I think people who've been listening to the show have heard me. Come on.
Okay.
Well, if you take that, but you want to be roasted. Okay. Every week you prove that.
Are y'all off your the weekly thing
come
that
on,
you complain
on,
about
as
a change. Don't ever call me Mammy again.
We're doing your roast now. Right now we're doing your roast, Mammy.
Okay,
Mammy.
All right, bitch.
Your hands like holiday hot hands with paint nails. You ain't hurting me by calling me a bitch. See, I know I'm not a bitch, but you know you're a Mammy.
All right, bitch.
Yo, Mammy Harris said you're a friend, so we know you're not the actual Mammy. So, whatever, Rage, just calm down. You take things so serious.
Y'all get on my goddamn nerves. Is that what y'all is that all you wanted to complain about that I posted on my Instagram?
Never mind.
Is that everything you wanted to get off your chest, AA?
Oh, I just hosted a great 3-hour show. I don't have anything to complain about.
I know. You seem to have everything. You seem to have something every week to complain about that I post on my damn Instagram or on my Facebook.
I don't
do the same thing on you, do I? No.
Find something to complain about on my thing.
Yeah, all the food you post and...
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. I forgot it. Posting all that food offends people. I forgot, man. I better.
Let's look at double E's.
I better take into consideration anytime I post post a picture of a drink I'm having. I better take into consideration all the drunk drivers that are out there before I post it.
Yeah. All the food you post. It offends the shit out of
me. You know, before I take a picture of the burger I'll have for lunch tomorrow, I better think about all the starving kids in the world before I do it. I don't want to offend them.
Yeah, great point. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Rage. I'm going to post a video in the chat, and by the time I post it, by the time I say it, I give it a couple of seconds before I actually post it. People should be able to click on the link. This video of, like, these children in the street, and they fussing at somebody, out of nowhere this car just comes and bam. And the thing is that, like, none of these children got hurt. They all, like, walked away from it.
Did they really walk away? Oh my
they
god.
They walked away. Like, they did a report and said all of them were fine. But if you saw how they hit, like, that shit came out of nowhere. Mm. It was crazy. You watched it, Rage, again? Did you see it?
I haven't seen it, no.
Go. I'll put it in the chat if you want to see it. They were sitting there beefing, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it just smacked them. It was like five of them that got hit by the car. Oh, carried their ass down the street, backed up, and
I'm gonna look at this right now.
And backed up and took off.
Sorry, I'm. Oh, sorry about that.
That shit was crazy. So yeah, that was one. Nothing big on that. You know, too big as far as to let. We don't have really much anymore about what happened with that. But dude, I mean, he smacked their asses.
And can we talk about the Florida man that got arrested fucking an alligator?
Okay, we'll get to that.
I really want to talk about that. It's the shit I'm talking about. You
know? Let me see what this is. How about this one right here? New York. It's, you know what? It's not just Florida, but Phil, too. Phil, I know Phil's like, shit, they got another story from fucking New York. New York Police Department sergeant accused of throwing sperm on female coworker.
Oh my god. Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. We should just have Phil. Well, that's right. Phil's going to be working out. We should just have Phil come on and tell the New York stories. Because it's always something about the police department.
That is the worst.
According to police sources, a veteran NYPD sergeant has been suspended after allegedly splashing semen on the leg of a coworker he liked. Quote unquote,
suspended.
Liked.
Suspended? You threw fucking. You threw your cum on your on a chick's leg at work and you get suspended for that? Oh my god! That is disgusting!
Rage, keep that to yourself, Rage. Keep that to yourself, Rage.
Fuck you. I don't know. That's not. I don't do dumb shit like that. Just fucking jack off and throw it on somebody? No, that is nasty.
Listen. He was apparently so enamored by her that he threw semen on her, one source told the New York Daily News. This reportedly occurred this January. This shit was old. When a 54-year-old sergeant, Michael Isenko, is alleged to have approached a female administrative aide from behind and tossed semen on her as they were walking down a hallway. It says, according to the New York Post, she suddenly felt something on her leg, looked down, and said to him, "What are you doing?" The source said of the Jamer incident. The uniformed member then walked away without responding. The woman, whose name was not released, immediately complained to her superiors. The substance on her leg was tested and confirmed to be semen. However, the DNA test needed to match the sample to the officer is still pending. Everyone who has been questioned says he looks very professional. He wears a uniform well. The source said, "This is not the same. This is not some creepy looking pervert. He's entirely normal looking." The officer who threw it, a divorcee from Long Island who was assigned to the Organized Crime Control Bureau, has been suspended but has yet to be criminally charged.
So I know. So seriously, they're not going to charge. They're not going to charge him with shit. I guarantee you that. If anybody's going to get fired, it's her. I guarantee it. And I'm not saying that's what I want to happen. I'm saying that's what's probably going to happen.
Probably.
Could just happen. To cover it up.
Maybe it depends on how many years they put in. Who knows how these things work.
Remember when apes were flinging shit at people?
There's a code. There's a fraternity. So who knows? That video where that ape ran up and threw that shit at those people at that zoo and then ran?
That still happens every day.
It happens all the time. The tigers are people. The tigers, I almost got pissed on by the fucking tiger at the Baltimore Zoo. If I didn't leap out of the way quick enough, that motherfucker turned his back and next thing it squirted out like a fucking fountain.
Ugh.
Tiger piss. Who gonna believe something like that? And it's probably like that old man surfer piss. You know when people get old and shit, they just get hot. That old hot piss.
Listen, there are things you just can't. Listen, hold on. There are things you just can't explain. All right. There was. I'm sure you guys have seen the video of the guy who's behind the elephant, and the elephant took two steps back, and the guy's head slipped into the elephant's ass by accident.
Oh,
I mean, there's things like that just happen. You don't know why they happen, and you don't know how to explain it to people later on when you tell the story. I've had my
hold on. So that car incident. All right. So wait a minute. So that one incident that happened with the lady running down the street telling people that she's going to hang from a tree. That was Tony C said that was 5 minutes from him. I'm assuming this one where they got hit by the car is from St. Louis. Pastor Delia said, that's right, nobody. World star, we got to get that drop. World star. So every time we get a world star story, we got to Double A got one every week. NFL got one. See, so it ain't just Baltimore.
Oh my God. No, it's not the only one Phil's got tonight. Trust me.
And then, wait a minute. Oh, so we got, wait a minute, hold up.
Oh, we got more.
We got a lot more. Let's talk real quick about, I know, Rage, you didn't hear about this one.
What?
Bubba the Love Sponge.
What did he do?
Heard about him? Let's play the video. Let's play it. Let's see what he did.
Did he beat the shit out of Hulk Hogan for fucking his wife?
No. He didn't beat. He said some things. What do you think he said?
I don't know.
All right, let's see what he said.
What women really want at Valentine's Day is for you to stick your big fucking cock in their bunghole. Call your Vermont teddy bear where they owe me one a month and I don't ever cash in and load up on the teddy bears with all the whores. This year, express yourself in a fun and original way and say it with a Vermont teddy bear. Personally delivered. Just call 1-800-829-BEAR and a friendly bear counselor will help you choose from over 100 bears. Handcrafted and made in Vermont and delivered in a colorful gift box with a free card and chocolate. Tell her she lights your fire with the brand new Burning Love Bear, dressed like a hunky fireman with a love tattoo on his arm, solid. Or say I'm wild about you with a jungle love bear. Not to be confused with the jungle fever bear when your bitch fucks niggers. Sending a Vermont teddy bear is a creative and personal alternative to flowers. And they'll be around long after Valentine's Day to remind her of you forever, even while she's fucking your best friend. She'll be looking at that bear, solid, while she's getting rammed by a big fucking black nigger on the backside. Say it, Kunta Kinte style.
He's getting a little too comfortable spitting out the word nigga all willy-nilly and shit.
He was talking like
he didn't say nigga. He said he gave the hard E-R nigger.
That motherfucker said like he said that shit like he was a pirate, didn't he? He had some in there, didn't he? Oh my
gosh. Bubba. Always some shit with Bubba the Love Sponge. How the fuck is he not like... How is he still on radio?
I don't know what his ass is on, man.
How the fuck is him or Don Imus still on radio?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but like Don Imus said that he called the entire Rutgers women's basketball team a bunch of nappy headed hoes.
He didn't spare that one motherfucker on that league.
But exactly.
You know, black women in their head, because they did the same thing with Gabby Douglas. They talk about her. How about why? Hey,
no fucking Dog the Bounty Hunter said some shit about his son's girlfriend, was it?
Say what the fuck they want.
He was black. Oh my God, yo. This complexion for protection of the glexion is really pissing me the fuck off.
So the station, he got put off of every station he's been on. And then he's at some station in Tampa, and they actually changed the call letters for him.
What is it?
It's like whatever BLS, I believe. Oh,
WBLS? Oh my God. So that's Bubba, what happened to WBLS?
I think it's Bubba Radio Network.
Oh my! So he has his own radio network. He ain't.
They changed the call. Like
Oh my God. Oh my God. Move on. I'm done talking about that fat bastard. Who? The one thing I'll never get about Bubba the Love Sponge is I'm sorry, but like. I know we joke a lot
about
we talked about that Hogan segment. I know. But it's like, how do you openly let some dude fuck your wife while you're in the house and Hogan's fucking your wife in your bed in your house?
Can we not?
Fucking bubblegum.
Can we play some ghetto shit?
Go ahead.
because you know you gotta every week we gotta have some to offset. People won't say that we just fucking with other races and shit. We gotta do some put our people out there too. Might as well, right? Oh, we gonna put our people out there a lot today because the shit taking place this week. Just a little bit of this audio. This lady, let me set the scene for you. So this lady is upset for some shit at she's fussing at the security guard. Her children are there behind her. It's actually a couple of ladies. And it's still them just leaving as a parent, leaving and walking away. I don't know what the situation was. If it was that bad, call the authorities, call whoever you have to call, but should not have stood there and went, this motherfucker, they kept on pushing the security guard. He's filming them, I guess, for his own protection. Wow, yeah. Telling them, get out of his face. When he tased her,
they were in her face. They were in his face. Trust me.
When he tased her, he shot that taser, and she. I'm gonna put this link in the chat. She looked like fucking Wile E. Coyote, and when that motherfucker would just be like stiff and just drop. That's what the fuck she. Oh my god! The way she looked, he got her ass. And at first, I thought he killed her.
Can we stop the video right there? Do you hear those kids just shouting out the word "gay" to that poor man? And it's like the moms ain't even trying to stop the kids.
You better back it up. I got you. Stay out. I'm the punk nigga. I'm the bitch nigga. Stay out. I got you. Stay out.
I ain't
gonna call nobody. I'm gonna tell you to stay out. Just stay out. Okay. Try your luck, honey. Stay out. Stay out. Okay. Get out, dog. Leave. Get your kids. Get your children. Get your children. Get your children.
Get your children. Try them if you want.
You better get up.
Try them if you want.
Back. You better back it up. You better back it up. Back it up. You better back.
So wait a minute. So the children, like you said, are they screaming this shit? These motherfuckers going back and forth. Loud ass women going back and forth. Security guard is filming. And he played his role in it too. You know what I'm saying? He should have just, whatever, called authorities. They obviously had him armed with that. But when he shot her ass, when he tagged her ass, oh my god, he fucking tagged her ass. I thought I put it in. Let me see. Yeah, I put it in there. He fucking tagged her ass, and the way she fell, oh my god, that shit was hilarious.
I thought, oh my god.
She deserved that shit. She had no business going I'm sorry.
For any woman that's listening that may have saw this, she fucking deserved it. She did. She deserved it, you know.
And now, I don't know if he was by law supposed to have that taser. I don't know how all that stuff works. So don't get me started on saying, you know, if he should have. I don't know how it works. He may have been able to have one. I don't know what laws are as far as tasers. I never had one, so I don't know. But the way her ass fell, it was just
if a security guard feels threatened or feels the need to, like, you know, protect, you know, the place that he is, like, you know, stationed at, I would assume.
Sadell said, right, Timber. I tell you what, if her ass had laid down there any longer, Bill Cosby ass would have jumped out. that's how she laid down. She laid down.
And then, I'm sorry, just some kids just saying, that's why you gay. That's why. What the fuck are we teaching our kids, especially our young black kids? What a bunch of niggas.
That's what Matt Echelon said, and I totally agree. These people that's committing all these crimes and shit, send their motherfucking asses over there to wars and all that shit. Send their asses.
If they obviously don't give a damn about, you know, not, you know, dying.
They go shooting. If you didn't kill somebody, send their asses. If you kill somebody,
they're the ones always packing, you know, carrying guns and shit. Send them over there.
All right, it's 12. Let's move this shit on because I got a good one. All right, here we go. You ready?
Here we go.
I'm going to set the stage for this one. All right. There's no audio for anybody to hear. So I'll put the video inside of the group page. They'll just have to see it because there is no audio. All right. So what happens is this. There's this video. Oh, and that one right there with that lady fussing. Shout out to Shane. Sugar Shane. He sent that. All right. This next one right here. Mr. Hightower sent us this one. And this shit was crazy. So this white girl, drunk girl, her boyfriend, white boyfriend, they own at the train station.
New York subway station.
Right? And her boyfriend passed out pissy drunk. I don't know. They both passed out fucking drunk. They stretched out. And this motherfucker, this dude, black dude, walks up while she laying on her boyfriend's lap and stuck his dick in her mouth.
Yeah, it was a homeless dude that stuck his
laugh
in her mouth.
That's just
boyfriend is just right there because it looks like in the video that she's pretty, like, she's just kind of like, you know, laying on his lap or whatever, right? Laying her head on his lap, and next thing you know, this dude just comes in there, sticks his dick in her mouth, and just starts, you know, moving it, just, you know, just starts fucking mad and shit. I'm like,
oh. And he starts just getting his shit off on her. All right, shout out to Mammy Harris for repeating what you said, Niglet, and then Matt Echelon had to correct her and said Nergos. Thank you, Matt.
Nergos.
Because, you know, we deal with Nergos on those Nergos. You get them Nergos running loose, you don't know what. Nergos are just as bad as, what's that shit that just turned to gremlins? Mogwais. Just like Gizmo. Add water to a Nergos. Oh my goodness. You in for a fucking treat. So there's the link for that. And I gotta watch this again. Not for any type of, just the nerve this dude had. How he just gonna walk up
it
and
was
put
brazen.
His head
on? It was brazen of him. It was very brazen of him.
Like, how did that cross? And somebody sat there and taped it.
And taped it for a good while before he decided to stop it.
Well, he stopped him, and the dude. And the thing
is, what the fuck you doing?
She's never gonna know this shit happened.
Nope. No, she will.
Like, she'll wake up with some type of sore, some shit in her mouth, and she'll smell like,
oh my god.
And she won't know. She gonna smell balls, right? And she gonna be like, damn. And she ain't gonna never know that some random dude. And the sad part is, this shit has probably happened to somebody before. Like, you know, we hear about women all the time. I mean, this is some. And wake of this Bill Cosby shit, this motherfucker walked up and just stuck the ball. He didn't even have to truck her. All he had to do was pull his dick out.
Didn't even take her to dinner first.
Why?
He didn't even pour her a drink.
That shit crazy. I knew this one dude I used to work with who, right here in Baltimore, he would just go to homeless people while they leaning over on benches and shit, and he would have like his girlfriend or his buddy, whoever's with him, take pictures of him and he would put it on his Facebook.
Oh,
that's
my
what he
God.
Would do.
That is
that's what he would. He would see homeless people or drunks sitting on the side. I can't even really necessarily say they was, you know, and he would see them like passed out or whatever down by the harbor, and he would just take photos of them. He giving the thumbs up, sitting that he'd get real close to him, sit next to him, and they would take the picture, mm-hmm. and then he put it on Facebook. He had so many of them.
Oh my gosh.
That's that shit, right? Fucking with them people on the street. But this is the shit. Why I'm still trying to figure out why he go pull his dick out.
Some motherfuckers can be real.
That's
dangerous.
Right, nobody. Ain't that what she said from what was that movie with Halle Berry when she played Alex Haley's queen? Oz Negris. Remember that shit? Negris. When he's about to sleep when he thought she was white. He's like, come on, bitch. She's like, no, Oz Negris. Instantly, he ain't one of them.
Get out of here, Negris.
Out of nowhere, just instantly.
Oh my god,
that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. Let's see what we got next. Hold on, because I'm scared to look at some of the shit we got. he got down to stick his in her mouth. He said to do this and got caught and just bobbed away like it wasn't nothing. So, how about this one? I gotta remember who posted this. Somebody posted this. I forget to give credit for this one. Somebody posted this shit in the group page. I don't know who did this. I do apologize for not putting a note on this one. So, it was this white lady who must have called somebody a nigga, and this black dude was like, oh, we sure is gonna pay. And he's like, he gonna RKO her. This motherfucker went to go RKO her, and he missed.
Badly.
Badly. He missed.
Broke his ass on
it
that
would be better if he didn't even say what he was gonna do and just had them tape it. And then just see what it was. And the fact that they still put it up, even though he...
I'll put this up now that I think about it. I'm the one that put it up.
Okay, yeah. So... That's probably why I forgot to get credit. I mean in a smart way, whore. I just meant the fact of... Because usually for somebody else, it was the shit we put up.
Always
we still
me,
give ourselves credit.
Not me. Always me. Forget me.
Whatever, you chocolate cover, Nick Nog. <All right. laughs> So... The thing is this, you ever seen somebody, to paint the picture before I post it, you ever seen somebody give somebody an RKO, or like, no, somebody giving somebody, they try to do their finisher, but the person holds onto the ropes.
Yeah. So,
Randy Orton's trying to give somebody RKO, and they hold onto the ropes, so he just goes down. That's what happened. So, she isn't paying this dude any attention. He runs up to her to give her this finisher, and she's just standing in the doorway, he taps on the shoulder.
She's holding on to like this window.
That bitch ain't holding a shit. I think that bitch locked the knee. I think she must have thrown her. Let's go somewhere real quick. She starts and she had coffee or something, and the bitch locked the knees. And he walked away like he accomplished something. She must have locked both her knees, and he could not get her ass down. I don't even think her legs were real.
Oh my.
How did she not go down?
No, Lou. No. I'm thinking she held on to something.
You let the chat room decide. I put it in there. That's crazy, though.
Like,
how did he... You know, I don't understand that. How he didn't... He walked away like he accomplished something. I think he thinks she went down.
Oh, of course he thought that.
Embarrassment. Embarrassing.
And then on top of that, he had connected with that all the wrong way. He'd have had a lawsuit on him. He'd have definitely had a lawsuit on him. If she landed the wrong way, that head would have been on that pavement.
Well, he better be thankful that she didn't go down, because if he got down and she got hurt, they'd have swarmed his ass out of nowhere.
Before I got a nagger, before I got a shelf a nagger.
We got us a nigger. We got us a nigger tonight.
We got
our God.
Got a nigger, tell him. Pick a nigger, nigger, nigger. Got a ass.
Oh my God. That's please.
Like, that's like, AA, who was that dude that Hogan did that move on with Mr. T on the talk show? Why not the dude that played on
Richard Belzer?
And the dude got up and his head was busted open.
He Hogan put him in a sleeper lock. And when Hogan released the sleeper lock, he dropped like a ton of bricks and he hit his head on the concrete. Busted his head wide open.
And Hogan told him that's the way the move was supposed to be.
Exactly. And Belzer sued Hogan for assault or whatever it was.
I wish Tony C was still on the air. We need to put together Hogan's fuck up moments. So Hogan puts this dude in the headlock. Mr. T's still sitting over there on the couch. And what, if I'm not mistaken, what is the dude that played on like that? What show was he? He played that role on a bunch of different.
He's on Law and Order. It's Richard Belzer.
Yeah, and he's played that same role on different shows on different networks. Whatever that character is, he played on Law and
he's
Order.
It's Law and Order. He's probably been on the various incarnations of Law and Order.
Law and Order, Law and Order SVU.
He's probably been on all the spinoffs.
He's been on more than that. Wasn't he on St. Elsewhere? No, or he was on something else.
He's a stand-up comedian, so I don't know.
No, I mean, that character he did has been on. Like, for some reason, they allow him to take that character and put it on, like, other shows. Like, he's had permission to do it. But anyway, like they do on all these shows, can you put me in something? Show me something. And he went to go do that move, Hogan. Big goofy ass Hogan. And when Hogan used to be back in the day, he was a Dumbledore like Big Show was. Just big and goofy and in the way. And he put this dude in the sleeper hold. And I thought he was just going along with it. And that motherfucker, like Double A said, he dropped like that woman dropped that got tased.
Oh my God.
And Hogan, this big oaf, is sitting up there trying to get him up. And Mr. T looking like, oh shit, I ain't getting him off this couch. And then when he got up, Hogan tried to justify that shit. And you saw him bust it open. Hogan sticking his big ass hands back there in the back of that man's head. And then he sued him.
And don't forget when David Schultz slapped around.
Slapped the hell out of that reporter. At,
oh God, what's his name? John. Oh God, he was on ABC for 100 years. John. John. Yep. I'll think about it, but it's John something. John, I think it starts with an S.
Can we play that with Hogan and, let's get Hogan and Richard Belzer. I want to hear, and Hogan's going to be like, he know what he doing, fuck up.
For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, we had a very ugly incident here last week on the show. Hulk Hogan and Ms. T were here, and Hulk Hogan did a demonstration, and he hurt me real bad. I split my head open, and I was knocked unconscious and so on. So just to show that I'm not a part of their promotional tool, and this was real, I want you to take a look at this clip. And keep in mind, this was real. Take a look at it, and remember, I had no idea what was about to happen. And I'll be right back.
Now, the first thing you need to know about amateur wrestling,
yes,
or professional wrestling, or submission holds, you just tell me, brother, when you want him to quit squealing, okay?
All right.
Called a front shin lock. How about it, T?
Keep like that for a little while. Because he's all right. He's just sleeping. He's sleeping. Really. I was a sleeper hole. He'll be all right. He's waking up now. That was a serious
right,
hole. A lot of people.
See? It works. All right, brother.
And now, we'll be right back after this word from you know who. We'll be right back. Okay, I had no idea when I got up and said we'll be right back. I had no idea where I was. I was in shock. And just I know I'm doing this a little bit, maybe going too far, but can we get a close up of these stitches? Because I saw Bill Cosby today, and he thought it was a hoax. And if he thought, can we read that? Can you see that? Can you see those stitches? I'm sorry to do that to you. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to show you. And this is not the first incident between a professional wrestler and a television interviewer. Watch what happened to ABC's 2020 reporter, John Stossel.
Maybe fake violence.
Oh, well, okay, and then it cut off. But yeah, John Stossel. David Schultz slapped his ass and told him, this ain't, you think this is fake? Slap right in the face.
Right in his fucking face. And the crazy part was, didn't Randy Orton had an incident with somebody? A reporter?
A Mexican reporter, yeah.
And that's the thing, this is the things where wrestlers need to be careful, because they don't make things look well, because Nancy Grace and all these other people, that's the first thing they go to do when they pull up these 2020 reports and shit, they go pull up that footage, and they'll pull up that David Schultz footage quick. And that shit happened years ago, and they will pull that shit up so quick, like it happened last night.
Here's Orton going off on the Mexican. It's only a minute. Here's the Mexican reporter thing. Of course, it's in Spanish, but here's Orton going off.
Just curious, what do you eat at breakfast?
Good question. That's usually one of the top questions I get when an interview starts. You know, what do you eat for breakfast? Omelets, mushrooms, you know, onions, ham.
Pero la tranquilidad duró muy poco.
What's that for? Of all your omelets in breakfast, but you sound like pretty fragile. I mean, you have been injured in your clavicle, your arms, everywhere. Well, what happens? That's really fragile.
Hey. You want to talk shit to me on your own show here and make you look cool? You want to look cool?
I'm always cool.
Say it to my face. Why are you turning red? I'm serious.
I'm always cool.
I'm serious. Look at me.
Hey,
now say it again. Yeah. Say it again. I dare you to say it again.
Randy.
Call me fragile. I will headbutt your teeth through your skull. Do you hear me?
Okay, don't just beat on me. That's not polite.
Say something funny again, boy. Say something funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I'm done.
There you go.
Whoa, boy. And Randy wouldn't sound like he... From that, I tell you, in that clip, if I didn't hear who he was talking to, pouring on a poor Mexican, I would have thought he'd be beating on a woman. Did you hear all that aggression? That ruthless aggression that came up out? That ruthless aggression?
That was your WWE champion at the time.
That's ridiculous. And he's sitting up there, talking about he going to execute moves on him and all this other shit. First of all, Orton was blamed for that. He probably understand half that shit that man was saying to begin with. Go, how about he go put his hands on some damn body? Fucking Randy. That's why JoJo ass is she's fragile. That's why she had to get away. Because that's ridiculous. He went all beef. Come on, that's crazy. Did you hear him? He did everything but turn green. You know that's fucking ridiculous. Can we play that last part again when he just kirked the fuck out?
All right, hold on. I gotta load it up again.
Because you know what Randy Orton just had? He had a nigga moment. You know he did. I don't even be like, I'm nigga! He called him boy.
Skull, do you hear me?
Okay, you don't just beat on me. That's not polite.
Say something funny again, boy. Say something funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I'm done.
He's like,
oh my god.
He's like, da, 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 da. The next thing you know, he's like, say something funny again, boy. Something again. And you know what I picture while he was doing that shit? You know how Randy wouldn't start gyrating and shit before he go do his RKO? I saw him like just throw his arms out and just start shaking his head while he's looking up, eyes roll back like an Undertaker. Say it again, boy.
Say something funny again, boy.
Yeah, see that shit right there. That's some of that. He that's what year was that?
08 or 09.
Yeah, see, that, no. And that go to show you that it depends on who you are, what happens to you, because he ended up being WWE champion and world or whatever many times after that. That just goes to show you that, you know, it all depends. You know, poor Tensai, all he did was have a bad match with, I think, John Cena or Big Show, one of them, and then called his Asian cab driver, said something about his eyes on a 15-second... What was that shit? A tout? On a 15-second tout? Who? Hold up. It took
who
this motherfucker...
anymore?
That's what I'm... Listen to me, though. That thing was only 15 seconds. It took that motherfucker 15 seconds to talk himself out of a push. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Reach. You only get 15 seconds on that video. He riding down the street with the Asian dude driving. And he said something about you can't see the road with your slanty eyes. That motherfucker, it took him 15 seconds. It took him 15 years to probably get in the business. He threw it all away.
Driving to Indianapolis after a Monday Night Raw, beating up Tyson Kidd. I got my personal chauffeur here, Sakamoto. Very, very dangerous to drive with a Japanese person. Open your eyes.
15 seconds is all it took.
If
this man get on TV and call somebody a nigga, but he owned the place, so he fine.
Oh, so I guarantee you he's called somebody.
Oh, Tensai did. But the crazy part is this. Have you seen Tensai's eyes himself? Have you seen Tensai's eyes?
Yeah.
He wanted to talk. Stan. No, you have to understand. Like, if you've seen Tensai look like a cupcake come to life, yo, it ain't no way he should be talking about. That's what it looked like. You know what his eyes look like? His eyes look like Rocky after he lost to Apollo Creed in the first one. That's what both of Tensai's eyes look
like. That's so fucked up.
He talked to some out of a job in 15 seconds. It took 15 seconds, Rage. That's all it took for this motherfucker.
What exactly did he say, though? Like, what
just
did he say?
He said. It was just implied. He said, Ray J
in Indianapolis after a Monday Night Raw, beating up Tyson Kidd. I got my personal chauffeur here, Sakamoto. Very, very dangerous to drive with a Japanese person. Open your eyes.
See? 15 seconds is all it took. All that shit he did with X-Pac and all that shit he did in TNA, all that shit he did with X-Factor, all that shit he did. Vince McMahon said, oh yeah, you want to embarrass me in 15 seconds like this world star? You want to act like a nigga? I'm going to treat you like a nigga. He put it with Brutus Clay. I can see this now. You want to go out there and act like a nigga? 15 seconds and you fuck it up. Where is he? Go get Brutus. He's going to dance with Brutus. And he went out there, like Problem Child said, Brutus Clay was out there parading on, looking like fucking Missy Elliott. Here come Tensai. Looking like Rocky Balboa post-match. Out there and shit, shoveling. They made a mockery of his ass. He came back. Remember Shane was... Oh, he would call into every show and want to talk about Tensai. Can we talk about Lord Tensai? Lord Tensai. He remembered Lord Tensai to Tensai. to wear fucking Run DMC jumpsuits.
Let's take a break. Oh my gosh.
All right. Sweet tea. All right, I'm sorry. Let's take a break. We'll be back, yo. Oh, shit.
The world is yours. I sip the dumb peak, watching Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes. All the words past the margin. The whole of mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the streets. Suede Tim's on my feet, makes my cipher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, a Montero Jeep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling. But never falling 6 feet deep, I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine, whose world is this?
It's mine,
whose world is this?
The world is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine,
to my man Ill Will, God bless your life. To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trick me boxing crazy bitches, aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting style, rolling foul. The versatile honey sticking wild, golden child dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a corp by the devil's lasso. Shit is a hassle. There's no days for broke days. We selling smoke pays while all the old folks pray to Jesus, soaking their sins in trays. A holy water, odds against nods and slaughter. Finger the word best describing my life. To name my daughter my strength, my son and star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping coca, playing spit, spades, and strip poker.
It's yours, it's yours,
it's
mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
The world is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
The world is yours, the world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, whose world is this?
The
From home, I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, feel the clip to the tip. Picturing my peeps, now the ink can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like the champ up. Even my brain's in handcuffs, headed for Indiana, stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is lamping Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell, plus I profile wow. Stash through the flock, clothes burning dollars to light my stove. Walk the blocks with a bop. Checking Danes plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today. The world is yours. 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 To everybody uptown, yo, the world is yours. The world is yours. To everybody in Brooklyn, y'all know the world is yours. The world is yours. Everybody in Mount Vernon, the world is yours. Long Island, yo, the world is yours. Staten Island, yeah, the world is yours. South Bronx, the world is yours.
Everybody, welcome back. That was Nas. All right, the world is yours. All right, so we a couple more stories we got. Well, a little bit more than a couple, but we making good time here. Welcome back to Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm Lee Champion, joined by
the Dark Joker.
Image.
That is Rage.
The Dark Joker. He a Joker, all right. Pastor Dell said that Orton went to Hazelwood High School. He said he has legit Negro tendencies. No way he doesn't. He went the fuck off. Then he posted a video of these dudes fighting in their school uniforms, going at it in the bathroom. Just punches, straight punches. Then they get done and they just walk away. See, that's some shit like you see. Because, see, they know that, you know, that's some shit that, you know, they walk away from it. It wasn't none of that, like, somebody went and go pull the gun. That's some of that old school shit. You know, from like when my parents were coming up, where it was like, you know, you fought, you live to tell it. Now, the person who lose, they figure, oh, you ain't going to embarrass me. And they go all Bishop from Juice on them. Yo, yo, Bishop! What you want?
I want this your nigga's scared!
This nigga's scared!
Oh my God.
I ain't never going to be shit. And when I decide you ain't going to be shit, bam!
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
this is the shit. This is a good movie anyway. Sorry about that.
Before we go on to some other stuff, I got one more video that's silent, and I'm just going to put it in the chat real quick. So basically, I forget where I got this shit from. This dude is at, I don't know where he is, like a concert or some shit with a lot of people, something going on the weekend, it's trash all over the place. I just put it inside the chat, and he just straight up fucks his girl.
In the middle of a hippie, like, in the middle of a park.
In like Woodstock.
It does look like Woodstock, doesn't it, with all them hippies there?
It looked like, you know what it looked like? It looked like it was Afropunk or something.
Oh my God.
And he standing there.
That was a boy. You gotta get it how you gotta get it.
He's standing there And they had a distance. The people filming him from a distance. He's standing there, and he just up on her, and he lifts her skirt up, and she letting him. And then at one point, I guess they just like, fuck it, and he sit down on the ground. And it's so busy there that people just walking by don't know what's going on. Like, they just don't know. I mean, I can't even say it's that busy. People are just into their own thing. If you look at the link, you'll see it's not a long video. But he straight up just like he lay down, and then she got up. And at one point, they were just like, fuck it. And he held her skirt up, and she just started riding him. I was like, wow, this is just, you know, people just don't give off a hoot.
Hey, shit, you got to get it how you got to get it.
I mean, it's...
Especially,
you see any children?
It's a crowded area. A lot of people are watching. He had a nice little paw guard her, too.
It's trash everywhere. Yeah, she did. She had it. And it's just trash everywhere. I mean, these people just don't care. They missing the trash. They don't care. And she just was like, you know, I guess they just couldn't wait to get wherever. And nobody didn't notice that shit is what amazes me. I mean, it's awkward just how she was even sitting on him. You couldn't not walk by and see.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. She was. Oh, she was getting down there. She was getting down there pretty good.
Yeah, she was. I mean, she was riding that shit.
Oh, my God.
And she tried to, they tried to cover with the screen. I want to know where they were. That's what I want. I want to know where they were. Anyway.
Oh, my God. If we see that shit at Afropunk.
You probably, where is Afropunk again?
It's, when is it? Let me go check again. It's probably like near the end of August, right? Let me go check. Afropunk.
Yeah, find out. Because they have no tickets, but still.
What the? It is.
Oh, there we go. Hold on. Let me block out of here. No, I don't want to close two tabs. Shit.
We're trying to find out when
Afro. No, I'm doing something else. Alright, so why are you looking at that? Let me see what it say. So Double A said that happens all the time at those festivals, and I would not be surprised. Like they
August 22nd and the 23rd.
Oh, shit, that's next month. Shit, I ain't gonna be up there, Rage. I ain't gonna lie to you.
August. Oh shit! August 23rd.
And it's free. You going with your girl?
SummerSlam Sunday.
See?
Oh, that's a good weekend for
day.
Me.
I mean, close. Y'all close. You can go.
And it's in Brooklyn.
Double A said they probably don't even know each other. That'd be some crazy shit, wouldn't it?
Because yes,
I worked with this lady at a Burger King, and she was like,
"Yo, Lenny Kravitz is gonna be there! Oh my god! Oh my god! I'm going! Oh shit! I'm sorry, I'm geeking out right now. Lenny Kravitz is gonna be at fucking Afropunk. Oh my god! I'm going.
You the only one that care.
Oh my god! You goddamn right, I care. I love Lenny Kravitz. Age. I love Lenny Kravitz. Man, he's that dude."
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Don't be. It's your nature.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You're not gonna make it that Saturday. Well, you know, I mean, I gotta work that Roxy night anyway.
Isn't it crazy? That's Roxy Roka's son. And well, he married Lisa Bonet, is my cousin, and I'm also.
Oh shit!
How you going? I don't have to prove nothing to you. It's only relatives you got is
these. You said that was your cousin. Then you said Zoe. You ain't got no proof.
Zoe Kravitz is her daughter. You a stupid ass.
Yeah, Zoe Kravitz is. You ain't got no fucking proof to support this claim.
Prove to me you got a job. Prove to me you got a girlfriend. Prove to me that your fat ass got a place to stay. Prove to me anything.
I'll prove it to your ass. I'll prove it to you.
You ain't got shit to show for. You got a pot or a window. You trifling fuck. Shit, I got stories to tell. I ain't got time for this bullshit. You always going off with some shit that you...
That's one.
Let me go back to these stories. I got time. We talked about that. What's up with your girl Mia Khalifa? She put homeboy out on... What's up with these NFL players?
All right, bitch. Fuck you. Fuck what I'm doing.
We ain't even talking about that no more.
The NFL is... NFL is just so dirty right now.
Who is Duke Williams?
Duke Williams is... See, I don't even know who Duke Williams is.
Well, he's an NFL player, and apparently he was trying to get with Mia Khalifa and was sending her direct messages on... What was this? Was it Twitter?
Yes, it was direct message on Twitter.
She posted all of his, and he was his thirsty attempts to get at her. Now, I thought she was married still, but I guess she got a divorce. And she was talking about how she was her boyfriend. He's like, come over. Can't you come over to Las Vegas?
Damn shame.
And she like, hey, I'm at my boyfriend right now, and his dick game on point. And do so, Rage, I guess your chances are gone, because she put up something like, you direct message me, and I'm going to put you on blast.
Oh, Duke Williams, safety for the Buffalo Bills. Oh, well.
That was okay. So, I mean, Rage, your chances of getting with her are slim to none. She put motherfuckers on.
When I think about it, you know, when I really think about it, she's cute and all. I do watch her, but it's like, you know.
Well, do you,
how many dicks have been up in her?
Okay, the thing is this, though. All right, a couple things. All right, so what she does, she might figure. I'm just assuming she figures this. Maybe she figures she does it, and there's certain precautions or whatever they do in that industry. You know, so she don't have that many videos out. So maybe she figured, you know.
Yeah, she does. She's getting there.
Yeah, but she don't. It ain't nothing serious.
Yes, it is.
I mean, they had one point, they had about porn goddess. She ain't on that level. She just started out.
Isn't she still number one on Pornhub?
Nope, I don't think so. But even if she was, that don't make you. Come on, man! Just because you got 15 minutes, she could be gone tomorrow.
I don't think so. Let me check.
You ain't gotta think so. Shit, you ain't on here to think, fucker,
bitch. I'm not on here to think. Yeah, okay.
When we asked you to think earlier about what you were doing, you couldn't come up with nothing then.
Yeah, but guess what? That's my fucking Instagram. That is my fucking. That's my shit. You don't tell me what I can and can't post on my shit.
Let me explain something to you, you trifling motherfucker. You do what you want to do on your Instagram, but I'm just telling you that some random football player who probably she figured ain't got enough money for her is asking her to come see him. And he's doing this over a course of months. He just keep going on her direct message asking her. And even as she told him she had a boyfriend, I guess he kept doing it. So she was like, fuck it, I'm going to put him on blast.
Well, it's fine. I mean, he can afford to buy pussy. He's a...
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why he feel like he had to have hers.
He could buy her if he wants to.
But evidently she... I mean, look, she... Didn't she wasn't going... He was going to give her money. He probably going to ask to get it for free. But she ain't going to be bothered with him. Maybe he think because he got money or whatever that she's just going to do it.
Look, I mean... The money, she could buy. He could buy her if he.
He probably could have got with a. He probably could have got with a girl who's just as thirsty for him, but ain't had that many up in her. So I don't know why he feel like. And I mean, okay, she does porn, and then we see her with makeup on. But I bet you, when she take that makeup off, she like some gutter slut that walks.
Oh, me without makeup? Have you seen her without makeup?
Oh God,
she looks damn good without makeup.
Need for you not to yell in my ear like that again.
Well, you need to know she was damn good without makeup.
And now you're doing it with Mia Khalifa. Okay. Moving along.
She's number two. Oh, wow. That's still good. She's number two.
Tennessee woman.
Number one is, for some reason, is still Lisa Ann, but whatever.
She's going to be number one for a while.
Because she retired. But she retired, though.
She's the queen in it. The people watching her stuff. She has a catalog of stuff. This crazy bitch. Tennessee woman arrested for printing her own money after reading online that Obama had made it legal.
This is
a case of it was on the internet, so it must be true. A Tennessee woman was arrested for trying to use counterfeit money, explained to police that she read online that President Barack Obama had passed a law making it legal. Pamela Downs, 45, of Kingsport, was arrested on Sunday after giving a clerk at gas station a $5 bill, which he suspected might be counterfeit. This bitch was counterfeiting fives, probably ones. I say, if anybody counterfeit a one, they need to get away with that shit. If you're going to waste your time to counterfeit $1 bills.
All right, and here Obama said it was legal, so...
That old Obama, I'm gonna do it. He did it. He did it. He's an Arab. He did it.
He said it was legal, so I'm going to do.
And it was the 50% nigger in him that said it.
The 50% nigger.
The 50% nigger. All right, so it says Downs initially explained to the officer that she had received the fake money at another gas station in nearby Bristol a few days earlier and had never really looked at it. Lies. After agreeing to have her purse searched, police discovered a fake $100 bill printed in black and white with backside glued on upside down. This bitch, God damn it, that's some circus shit. Hold up. She'd been better off going up in there with some Monopoly money.
How did she do it? So she had the back part.
Listen, it says after agreeing to have her first, she counted the fit out of five. It says after agreeing to have her purse search, police discovered a fake $100 bill printed in black and white with the backside glued on upside down. Police also found receipts in her purse showing she had purchased a printer and copy paper at a local Walmart. Look, I can't. Not tonight.
Cheap ass. Surfer's cheap ass would definitely fucking try to talk the dude into
it. Because if this was Surfer, it wouldn't say Walmart. It would have said Dollar Store. Let's see. After being handcuffed and placed in a cruiser, Downs reportedly said, I don't give a fuck. All these other bitches get the print money. So can I, too.
them southern ass rednecks. You know this one was a redneck. I mean, come on.
She's still talking
shit. Just dumb.
Interview at the jail. Downs admitted to printing money in her apartment, stating that she read online that President Obama had made a new law permitting her to print her own money because she is on a fixed income. A search of her apartment uncovered printing supplies including copy paper, scissors, glue, and a printer. This bitch. This is some elementary. Where is your. What's the little boxes that you send your children to school with? But you got paper, pens, glue. Little activity. What? Hold up. Copy paper, scissors, glue, and a printer.
That's a terrible setup.
She wasn't printing money. She was literally going and printing black and white screenshots of money.
Yep.
Several counterfeit bills, both cut and uncut, were also found with police estimating a total of around $30,000
to $50,000.
Damn. This bitch really thought she was going to spend $30,000 to $50,000 worth of counterfeit money, and she couldn't even get a $5 bill to pass? At a gas station? Well, after all, she did say, I don't give a fuck. All these other bitches get the print money, so can I, too. Downs has been charged.
Because when was a gas station attendant so smart anyway? Fuck it.
Depends on what gas station she went to. That motherfucker's what probably playing.
Those motherfuckers.
He probably got that $5 bill and said, the fuck is this? Oh, hell no. And he called that
tell him $20 regular, they'll charge you $30.
Nope, she probably, you know what? See, you don't deal with this shit. Well, number one, you don't drive. Not a knock on you, but you don't. So you probably don't face it. But there, they have people there, the attendants. You don't even step foot in there. She went to that gas station. She stuck around long enough for the police to come. He probably wouldn't get that $5 bill back, and she was complaining about it. Bitch had $30,000, $50,000 more of it at home over $5. The shit was in her purse upside down, glued. Upside down, she been better off going in there with some Parker Brothers money. That shit she had wasn't working.
With some life money.
Why Echelon said he had some guy at a restaurant he worked at try to pay with Canadian $5 bills the size of Monopoly money. That's crazy.
Oh my god.
That's crazy. See? She said, I don't give a fuck. Everybody else get the pound. Oh, my. Woo!
She didn't give a fuck.
Wait a minute. Stop. Everything stops. I want you to click on what nobody posted.
Nobody? I
want you to click on it.
I gotta go all the way back there.
She already had this shit up. Because you busy watching the All-Star game.
I'm not even watching the All-Star game. The damn All-Star game went off fucking hours ago. I don't even watch baseball like that.
So. I wish her ass was a little bigger, but... Wow. I'm
trying to get to it. Nobody posted it, right?
Just go up a little bit from the... Pastor, though, you can't click on that. You can't. You ain't Catholic, so you wouldn't have to say Hail Marys, but you probably would have to get baptized again. You can't click on that, Pastor, though.
Woo! Who the hell is this?
Upstairs was a little bit bigger. Why is it you can't have it both ways? Why is it you see these women got these big ass breasts but these little asses or little asses and
this is a little ass to you?
I mean, I prefer.
Oh my god!
bigger than that. I mean, that's, come on, Rage. But I can't ask you because you like Taylor Hendricks.
Yeah, I do like Taylor Hendricks.
Taylor Hendricks has nothing. She has nothing.
By the way, speaking about asses, Tony C asked me something earlier on the rant. Did I think Charlotte's ass was big? Look, Charlotte's ass is decent. It's not big, but it's decent. Her titties, though. Them tits? Oh.
I think we got a different...
Ooh, interesting.
You know what I think happened?
What?
I'm about to find out. I think that we have two different stories. Okay, so the cop story that you had, what state was that in?
The cop story.
Video that you sent me.
Which one exactly are you talking about?
You sent me the video of the cop. It said cop porn scandal. Do you remember where it was from?
It was a media takeout.
No. I'm asking you.
Yeah, it was media takeout.
All right, I'll read mine then.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll. I guess yours might be different. This, a Miami cop under investigation for starring in porn films.
Yeah.
Year veteran of Miami Police Department is under fire for appearing in pornographic films with a convicted rapist.
Whoa.
Sabine Raymondville is the subject of an internal investigation that includes allegations she performed in X-rated movies while serving as a cop. She claims her adult film career ended after she joined. She concluded that she claims that her adult film career ended after she joined the force. A source close to the investigation alleges that she continued to shoot scenes well into her tenure as a cop. Among those she performed sex acts with in the clips is Emerson Callum, a pornographer who is now serving a life sentence in federal prison after being convicted of drugging and raping women who auditioned for his company in 2012. You know what? I'm going to finish reading this, and you know who we got to talk about next, because this shit is just... Also convicted in that case was Callum's partner and cameraman, Levant Flanders, a former Miami Beach police officer. Callum had been charged with similar crimes in 2007, but he has not been prosecuted. It remains unclear when the scenes between the two were shot. While there is no direct rule forbidding Miami cops from working in the porn industry, it could be considered conduct unbecoming of an officer. Okay, while there is no direct rule forbidding Miami cops from working in the porn industry, it could be considered conduct unbecoming of an officer. See, that's where they fuck it up, because if they said there's nothing there directly, then she probably, I mean, I don't know. But what's up with these motherfuckers? So, these Bill Cosby, they motherfuckers have been having a field day on social media with Bill Cosby.
Yes, I have, and so have a...
Like never before. The one that got me today was they had this blurry image of Bill Cosby, and the shit said, if you see this, if this is what you see, you're already too late.
Yo, it just makes me feel dumb, though. Like, look, I know he just said, okay, he bought the drugs. So, you know, like, I mean, why buy the drugs? Why would you buy the drugs are used, you know, to, you know, knock somebody out? Why would you buy them? Okay, why?
Well, the thing is this, okay? Unfortunately, we live in a country where you have to, that shit has to be proven still. We can use common sense, and we can use it and say, okay, this, that, and the other, but boom, at the end of the day, you still have to, the reason why he's not in jail, because no one has proof that any of this stuff happened. Now, all signs lead to it, because he had a remember that episode of the Cosby Show where
I don't watch the Cosby Show.
Okay, well, it was before your time anyway. There was an episode of the Cosby Show where he had made this tomato sauce, and all the wives were beefing with the husbands. And my cousin's husband on the show, they were getting married, and he was having a bachelor party, and Theo wanted to have a stripper. And every time they tried to figure out what was inside of his spaghetti sauce or whatever it was, barbecue sauce, he would never tell them, and he had like a decoy and all this shit. And he was like sprinkling shit in there when nobody was looking. Then he wrote a book that was talking about how to drug women and get sex from them and all this other stuff. So none of this shit is in his favor. None of it is. None. But they cannot prove it. The only thing that can come out of this, if they can't prove it, is his reputation being tarnished. That's it. He's almost 80 years old. Bill Cosby ain't gonna serve no time. How they gonna prove it? That's the thing. I mean, all I said, you know, I mean, so
it's just sad, you know.
But these memes that they got coming out, that's been coming out, shit is hilarious. Did you take care of them like I asked you to?
Yeah, I've been trying to save them on my phone, but I've been trying.
Not about trying.
No. Okay, I'm trying to fucking tell you. If you listen, I have to save them on my phone. I have to save them on my phone, but I've been trying to save them, and they won't save on my phone.
And you know what? We won't have it this week. Moving along.
Damn.
You think this is a game? We got to go.
Get on my
I can't stand that shit. I'm ready to walk out the door. Motherfuckers ain't got their shoes on. Number next. What is this? You want to talk about Donald Trump and his butt plug? Because that seemed like that was something that was important to you.
Please, let's talk about Donald Trump and his butt plugs.
We only got one more story after this.
Yeah. So, you know, since the comments came out about Donald Trump basically, you know, trashing the Hispanics, the Hispanics have been creating some crazy shit. You know, to basically spite Donald Trump. They've created piñatas and, with his face, his facial expressions, and they've recently created butt plugs that you can Donald Trump butt plugs that look exactly like him that you can just stick up your ass. This is so funny. I'm trying to find out exactly who created it, but yeah. Donald Trump butt plug. And they're selling them, and they're selling like hotcakes.
I shouldn't even mention that shit. Oh my gosh. What nobody has done it. What he's doing right now is much more interesting. Oh my gosh. Like, her coverage has no color. Like, it's like, there's no pigment.
Why are you talking shit about the girl?
I didn't say anything wrong with it, but there's no pigment on her. Ariella, that's like just straight up.
Who is this?
The same girl. Oh, Cassidy Banks. Cassidy Banks.
I might need to check out some of her videos.
How do you know she has videos?
Because I just searched her name.
Oh, okay.
She's got videos.
I thought I heard something in the background.
Yeah, funny.
Come on, you're funny. Enough of that.
You're funny. I don't do that on the air, unlike some people I know.
Okay.
As it pertains to EC3.
Yo, I'm telling you what, Ralph, if you listening, I know you said you don't listen to the show.
Randy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know you said, now me saying that just seems racist, doesn't it? I'm sorry. All right. So, Randy, I know that you said you don't listen because you have a deep hatred for Rage, but...
And I don't like him either, but whatever.
Randy, tonight...
Flush him out the ass.
Tonight, I don't know... you infuriated Tony C so much so that he got the troops on you. I don't know all that you said directly this past week, but...
He said that anybody could have basically did what Kevin Nash did in the NWO.
No. I'm going to tell you, I was part of, if you're talking about from the week before, I wasn't on there with Randy, but me and Tony were talking about, because everybody knows, I think Kevin Nash is a great personality when it comes to stuff. I mean, there's some promo stuff he cut that it was him. Like, not anybody could have did what he did as far as that was concerned. But I will not give him being one of the best wrestlers, period. Period. I mean, his matches when he was Oz or Vinny Vegas was no different than when he was later on world champion and doing anything else. Kevin Nash ain't developed none as far as I'm concerned. That's just the way I feel about him. And that's just my opinion. I just felt that way. I mean, Kevin Nash was just okay. I mean, he gets you in the corner and he start, you know, giving you them little elbows. He get you snake eyes. Do this, he do that. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, he really has no room to talk shit about anybody else. But yeah, only person I think he could talk shit about and it was okay was when he wrestled Mabel, because Mabel did do some, like, you know, Mabel just threw his way around like what, nothing. You know who Mabel is, right? Viscera.
Yeah.
Okay, but yeah, outside of that, Kevin Nash, he needs to have several seats. He needs to sit his ass down. All right, because all this awarding himself, he was Kevin Nash was more into himself. He sold the idea of Kevin Nash, and the fact is, if he didn't hang around the people he hung around with, no. And I will say this: out of the three that was in there, Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, and Hulk Hogan, they could have, if it had to replace anybody, it could have been Kevin Nash. Not saying it would have been the had the impact that it did, but come on now. I mean, Vince gave him that run for a year. Okay, he beat Bob Backlund 8 seconds, which, I mean, anybody could have did that. And then after that, he had that little man. Okay, I mean, whatever. I understand what Tony was trying to say in comparison to EC3. I'm not a fan. I could care less about EC3 either way. I want to put that out there. But Kevin Nash? Okay, he was part of the NWO. What more? What else? Nothing. Kevin Nash. If I never see him again, it'll be too soon. Period. Super Shredder. Fuck Kevin Nash. Magic Mike. Fucking, he was in the Punisher. Fucking Kevin Nash.
You seen Magic Mike?
Why would I go see that shit? Wow, I joke and play about stuff, but really? Really, really?
Just to see Kevin Nash.
Oh, you know what? Somebody, I bet you somebody did.
I bet you somebody did too. Just to see Kevin Nash.
Bet you somebody did. And wasn't Ric Flair supposed to be in that one, or was he in the other one?
He was supposed to be in it.
I bet you somebody went to go see it.
Jesus. Oh my god! But I guarantee you, Ric Flair. If they do make it, I guarantee you, Ric Flair will be in another one. He will be in a Magic Mike movie. I guarantee it.
I mean, if they had like Magic Mike, like Tales from the Crypt edition, I can see that. Like, if somebody else is like, Philly or shit, but come on now. His old ass. I'm about tired of Ric Flair.
Because he thinks he's a pimp.
Because that's the thing, though.
He really thinks he's a pimp. He thinks he's a Jeff
Flame. When you get to that age range, it's just nasty. And the fact of the matter is, it's like, nobody don't want any woman. I mean, it ain't like he got money anymore.
Yeah, because all of his wives done took it.
He can't go back to Charlotte. He cries every time he turn around. When they got him on TV in the ring, he gets pushed on his ass. Flair is just, I mean, he should be one of them things where, you know, he just, I can't, yeah, no, let me stop.
WWE needs to give him a job, you know, on the network doing something, you know.
No, he needs nothing is what he needs. You know, just because he had a legendary
everybody needs something.
He got a podcast? You know what? I have not listened
to his podcast. He got a podcast. Yeah, that's the thing.
I guarantee on his podcast you can hear him sucking. Like, you know.
Double A, I want to ask you something. Do we still do off the air, off the network Mondays? Like, do we still do that?
What?
What are you talking about?
Remember you had like a bunch, like you had JR's podcast and Stone Cold's podcast on like Mondays?
I never did that. I talked about doing it and I never did it.
Oh, you never did it? Oh, never mind. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. When have you ever heard that?
No, I was asking if he...
Well, don't be surfer. We got to get off the air. Don't be surfer. We don't have time for Rage Against Machine. We don't have time for Seriously.
Oh, we have time for at least one.
No, we don't, Rage.
Yes, we do.
Listen to me. Listen. We're cutting this feed off at 1 o'clock, Rage.
Okay, and I'll be done in 2 minutes. I'll be done in 2 minutes.
No, because we're getting these two stories.
I'll be done in 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes.
I don't have time for it.
Rage. 2 minutes. I'm asking for two goddamn minutes.
I told you. I'm serious about this.
Two.
Next story. Texas football softball coach of making racist remarks. In Northern Texas, your mother. Northern Texas.
What? What'd you say? You talking about my mother?
Controversy. But now a softball coach alleged racist remarks seem only to be fanning the flames. Kenzie Wilson, a junior on Richland High School softball team.
Lovely.
What you looking for, your gun? What are you doing?
He probably bent down to pick some food off the floor.
We can't hear you, Rage.
Hello?
What are you doing? What's all that noise?
Are you serious? What the fuck?
Alright, let me finish reading the story, Rage, because we gotta hurry up. Jacobson is alleged to have made multiple derogatory statements about black players, including things like, the sun is more attracted to you because you're black. She also allegedly referred to black players' hair as nappy and nasty. After a player slid into base and cut herself, she is also alleged to have said, see, everyone is white on the inside. Jacobson also derided Wilson, who did not want to dive into a puddle with other teammates, at which point the coach said to another player, that's why black people are scared of water. Although Wilson and her father demanded action, they later discovered that not much punishment was inflicted and that instead a letter was sent to the coach simply telling her to stop using such language and to be mindful in the future. There's a difference in getting on a kid to get them to perform and just belittling a kid because of what their nationality is, her father said. Jacobson denies making any racist comments. The Wilsons have moved out of the district, telling WFAA they want nothing more to do with Richland High School's softball program. All right, that's done. We got one more. The Florida Alligator Man. Go ahead, Rage. Rage.
Let's
Did Rage get mad and leave?
There's connection issues.
Okay, well, you know what? Fuck them. All right, Florida man arrested for having sex with an alligator. Everglades City, Florida. Where is that, Double A?
Everglades City, that's right up the road from here.
People have had sex with pit bulls, donkeys, and even parrots, but this incident is on another level. Rupert Darwin, 59, kept a 12-foot alligator tied and blindfolded for the last month, sexually assaulting the reptile multiple times a day. And it shows this fucking alligator tied up with his hands behind his back. Darwin is a relatively unknown fisherman who lives in the outskirts of the remote town of 400 residents, says he sticks to himself and describes him as odd. Police responded after a man out of a nature hike happened to walk by Darwin's house and saw Darwin having sex with an alligator in his backyard. The witness heard Darwin say, next time you try to kill a man, you best get the job done. Now you're my bitch forever. Wait a minute. The witness heard Darwin say, next time you try to kill a man, you best get the job done. Now you're my bitch forever. It was the damn strangest thing I ever seen, the witness told police. The gator didn't even move. It was like it didn't give a shit that the man was having sex with it. Colliers County Sheriff's responded and arrested Darwin on multiple counts of animal cruelty. On one count of illegally... Rage!
Yes?
Can you fix that, please? I hear myself talking. Cut the feed off.
Trying right now. Like, I don't know what's going on with my laptop.
Well, nothing beats a fail but a try. Multiple counts of animal cruelty and one count of illegally keeping a wild animal. Excerpts from Darwin's police statement. The gator tried to eat me, and this was revenge, pure and simple. I don't have no sexual attraction to gators, but I wanted to teach this bitch a lesson. I could have just...
called the alligator a bitch? Oh my god!
I could have just killed her, but that would have been too easy. She was getting what she deserved. Darwin also told police he had planned to chop off the alligator's tail and pull her teeth as part of his revenge game, and had even considered performing noise torture on the reptile by playing what Darwin described as nigger music over and over. Darwin claimed the alligator had gotten a hold of his pant leg when he was fishing in a swamp and tried to drag him into the water. Darwin was able to escape without injury, but that has set his resolve to get revenge. The alligator is being treated for relatively minor injuries, expected to be released back into the wild within a couple of weeks. Oh, gosh. Mm-mm-mm. That's crazy. Shit. Rage, go ahead and plug the shows, please. No more Rage. Fuck. All right, well.
He's a mess.
A hot mess. All right, well. Everybody, I want to thank
you. I'm not a mess. I fucking heard you. I whatever. I'm not a mess. I fucking heard you. Anyway, like I said, this is Ren Entertainment Media. We got a lot of good programming coming up for you the rest of the week. And it all continues tomorrow with Turnbuckle Throwbacks. No, sorry. I'm all fucked up because my computer is being a bitch right now. Sorry. It actually continues Thursday, actually. I'm sorry. Thursday. With Ranton Wrestling at 9 o'clock. With Mofo Magic Pootie and Doomsday. It's a very good show. I encourage you to listen to it. Thursday's at 9 o'clock. Saturday is the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan at 11. Sundays is the What Are You Reading comic book show with Surfer and Jordan Worth Cobb. That's at 5 o'clock. Also, Sunday is our coverage for WWE Battleground. Coverage will begin with the pre-show at 7 o'clock, and the chat will be open for the entirety of the event, and we will end the night with the post-show at 11 o'clock. Tuesday... is our doubleheader night, of course. It starts with the Mothership Show, The Rant, at 8 o'clock with Double A and Tony C and, I guess, Surfer. And we'll be back next Monday night with episode 22 of Freaks and Effing... Huh?
No, keep going.
We'll be back next Monday. No, Tuesday.
Oh, God.
I'm about to see if y'all would just shut up and let me do what I gotta do. I wouldn't be fucking up.
That's the thing.
Anyway, no, let me finish and without being interrupted or be having noises in the background. Damn.
Like
I said, shut up. We'll be back next Tuesday with Freaks and Effing Geeks at 11 o'clock following the rant. God.
And of course, he finishes.
Go ahead.
He finishes plugging. And there's one important thing he forgot.
Fridays. This Friday, I do apologize, Phil. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get used to this new schedule. Everything's changing so quickly. Fridays. Turnbuckle Throwbacks has moved to Fridays at 9 o'clock. Dave Powers will be back, and he'll be talking more shit as me and him will hopefully... going to battle on August 23rd.
You can tell he didn't read their website.
Huh? What'd you say?
Nothing. It's 10 o'clock. No, Rage. I was talking about McDonald's.
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway. What? Shut up. Follow us on Twitter.
I was watching this. I thought this paint was drying on the wall. It didn't dry. So sorry, go ahead.
Okay, whatever. Follow us on Twitter. Stay tuned in the group page. We'll be opening our Facebook like page pretty soon. If you missed any of our shows, just want to catch up, listen to us on Stitcher, Podbean, or on iTunes.
Oh, and also, Amazon is having a sale. I don't know if it's today or if it was already. Do they have that sale already?
I believe it starts today.
It starts today? Okay,
well,
so maybe...
It starts on the 15th. It's already the 15th, so...
The 15th? Yeah, so it's right now going on. So if you need any type of equipment, like a new laptop or mic to help you do your podcast more efficiently, I think you can get some great deals if you have a Amazon Prime account, so...
I don't have a Prime account.
Oh, you thinking about getting some new equipment?
I am getting new equipment.
Okay. Matt Echelon says that he has a good PC... that doesn't fail him. So thank you so much, Rage. We only ran 4 minutes over because it took you 4 minutes to get your shit together.
Truly, you can go fuck yourself now. Go fuck yourself.
I've already tried. It doesn't work. For Mammy Harris.
Don't ever call me Mammy again, bitch.
Rage.
Don't call me Mammy.
Mammy. What you gonna do about it, Mammy? Nothing.
Close the goddamn show before we have a moment.
Have a great night. Papers. Mammy.
Bitch ass nigga.
Florida Evans.
Hattie
McGill. Who the fuck are y'all talking? Yo, okay. Close the show.
Mammy.
Close the goddamn show.
You mammy.